Awesome to hear Sister Shantavia laying hands on her daughter. That's what you do. That's the first step. Praise God. Before reaching for that phone to call the advice nurse, lay hands and pray. Hallelujah. Rebuke that thing off of them. Let God have an opportunity to work. Build your faith up. Saturday, December the 16th, which is this coming Saturday, the E-team will be going out at 10:30. Amen. Brother Kwame, somewhere around here. He went with the kids. Amen. Brother Kwame, see him for details as far as where you'll be going. Special ops will be canceled this month because of the celebration of Christmas. We thought you might want that Christmas off. But, you know, if you want to, y'all can go out there and sing carols and, you know. Yeah. I remember one year I went out with a group that used to fellowship with us, and we went out and we sang Christmas carols. And where's Minister Aquino? Who's Philip? Do we have any Filipinos? Is it Tagalog? Yes, Tagalog. And I was singing Tagalog. Hallelujah. Some of those words still stayed with me. Sabikna, sabikna, pandantinya. I better leave it alone, but, you know, I learned it. We're learning out there. Yeah, and go out, you know, where people are shopping and sing. Remember how you used to go to the shopping malls and you have little choirs there singing Christmas songs and all? We've just gotten so far out of touch. We've commercialized Christmas so much that now it's all about shopping. It's supposed to be enjoying the most wonderful time of the year. Amen? Hallelujah. If you don't have snow, go out and get a frosted tree, whatever they call it, flocked tree, if you will. Bring the snow in. Praise God. So anyways, Special Ops is canceled this Saturday, December the 16th, and you'll have that off. Amen. Enjoy your families or go do some shopping or, again, go out sing Christmas carols or something. Yeah. Let the joy out. Don't keep it bottled up. I just felt like during the time before we went into I Give Myself Away that the sense of stuff bottled up, like, and it's been like that last couple of times, like there's more that wants to come forth, but for some reason, it's just like smothered or even suppressed and not released freely. And God wants you free. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wants it's not so much the loudness, you know, in other words, if I sing loud and pray loud and talk loud and all, it's not about that. It's what's driving it. And if the driver is suppressed, it doesn't reach the level, the voice doesn't reach the level that it could. Because inwardly, deep down, you really want to express, but for some unknown reason, or it could be known, it gets quenched, squished, squashed, pressed, suppressed. And that's not the perfect will of God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. I have a few prayer requests up here. And with these prayer requests, faith. Why am I saying that? Just believe God on these petitions, because our God is awesome and there's nothing that He cannot do. He can do anything, and He can do everything. So just have faith. if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it'll happen. If you have faith, you can walk on the water. I'm not talking about going out there on the Delta and walking on that type of water. I'm talking about the water of the circumstances of life, where you walk above and nothing moves you. You're so into God, and God is so into you, that he just keeps you afloat. When Jesus spoke to Peter, he's like, why did you doubt? You were doing good. Step one, step two, step three. Then you looked at the waves and the winds, and you thought about them. As long as you looked at me, you were doing good. He had to rebuke his disciples several times because of their level of faith. This is not a rebuke, but it's like your faith is the most precious thing God could give you outside of your salvation itself. Salvation, having eternal life, repenting of your sins, having eternal life. But faith is what you live by. If you're low in that, you're going to live a low life. But if you're strong in faith, it's like Abraham. The scripture says with Abraham, Abraham was strengthened in faith as he gave glory, praise, and honor to God. Strengthened. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He simply trusted God. Did things happen? Yeah. And was there an element of doubt at one point in time? Yeah. But God did something for him. And I used to often focus on the fact that Abraham had a child when he was 100 years old. God gave him the ability to release a seed into Sarah's womb. Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to Isaac. But the thing of it is that Abraham lived on and remarried because Sarah died and had children by this woman, Keturah. He is well past 100 years old and was still fruitful. That's where his faith got him to. There's no limits to your faith. The only limitations are what you put on it. Believe even against all the odds. Believe in spite of. If you're the only person that believes and your belief makes you look foolish to the non-believer, believe anyways. Don't let their non-belief or their questioning your belief cause you to doubt or question you and what you believe. Just believe, only believe. Sounds simple, but it's something that you have to live by every day. The just shall live by, hallelujah. Every time you rise up out of that bed, faith in motion. When you wake up, okay, Lord, this is what I'm believing you for today. Glory to God. Be like Israel. How is Israel? Israel in this sense, not that we believe exactly like they believe, because some of them don't believe that Jesus has come or the Messiah has come. But for them, they're looking forward to the Messiah coming. They believe he's coming today. If he does not come today, they believe he's coming tomorrow. If he does not come tomorrow, they believe he's coming the next day. That's how they live. They live on the expectation of him coming. We know that he's come. And not only has he come, but he's given us the ability to believe God. He says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Faith in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you all given your offerings? You have. Let me go to a passage of scripture for you. Turn with me to Mark. I think we want Mark chapter 2. How you doing there, Brother Charles? Just all right, all right? Hi, Zach. Yeah, you, Zachy. Minister Posada, give Brother Charles a word. Don't question, just speak by faith. You are Zachy. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Ha. Praise God. I'm going to pick on somebody. Brother Pete. Prophesy to Brother Joseph. Jesus. Y'all pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sister Shanice, prophesy to Sister Gabby. What am I doing? Come on. Hallelujah. The just shall live by. Don't be afraid to prophesy, Sister Shanice. Speak. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Glory. Sister Tracy, go prophesy to Sister Tiana. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Prophesy. Prophesy. Thank you. Jesus. What happened? They activated their faith and they prophesy in proportion to their faith. You don't have to go no further than where your faith carries you. Because if you go beyond that, it's just you. But being able to live by faith, walk by faith, that's a given, a daily requirement of every believer. Jesus was in Capernaum, Mark chapter 2. It says, after some days, Mark chapter 2, verse 1, and it was noised that he was in the house. Obviously, many people were familiar of this house where he was at. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. Place packed out, not just for religious service, but the place was packed out, and the people gathered together to see what the Lord was going to do. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came, and they come unto him, King James, sorry. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born or carried afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him, for the press or the crowd, the thronging, if you will, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, what was their faith? Bringing the person to Jesus. Okay, everybody agree with that? Well, come on. Was there anything more to it than just bringing him? Was there any more to it than just, you know, it's easy, just bring him. Okay. What was the press? Trying to what? I'm listening. There was no room in the house. They knew Jesus was in the house. They took the roof off. They removed the roof. That was faith. Bringing him is one thing. Pressing through the crowd is another. And when you see that you can't get to the one that you came to get to, you find another way in order to get there. They couldn't just go through, so they went up. They went up, they tore up, and then they lowered him down. And Jesus was, look at that faith. Praise God. That's faith. Lord, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word. What did Jesus say about that? Who? Great faith. The woman who wanted her daughter delivered, she came to him. He was up there in Tyre, Sidon, that region, that northern region. He was there, and she came to him. And she's crying to him to deliver her daughter. And his disciples are like, get her away, Lord. She crieth after us. She didn't care about them. All she cared about was Jesus. Jesus ignored her, but she didn't go away. Faith. Faith. Faith doesn't run away. Faith runs toward. Faith will do the unusual. The usual is to wait in line. Listen to them. Woo! Praise God. You see what happened here? The demon came out. Woo! Praise God. The blind man said, woo! Praise God. He can hear now. Woo! Praise God. He can walk now. They like, this ain't working. This ain't working. So they take him up on the roof. And they start ripping the roof. Jesus is in the house. What's that happening? What's happening? And he looks up and he sees people pulling the roof off. And then he sees them lower their friend. These four men lower their friend. It's not even them. It's their friend. But their faith is getting their friend to Jesus. Faith in action. Required to live by this on a daily basis. Hallelujah. You can't have no weak faith. You got to be strengthened in faith and have strong faith in order to accomplish God's will in the earth, because there's too much opposition, too many distractions, too much hindrance. So you got to press. You know, praise God. Don't you hate this? You're in line, and then somebody comes and cuts in. Anybody ever had that happen? You're looking at them. Or you even see somebody that look like they're getting ready to cut, and you're ready to cut up yourself. You see them moving ahead in line. And they may be going up there just to... And then going back, but it's like, but these men said, I ain't stutting y'all. We got to get our friend to Jesus. And they went on up on the roof, ripped the roof off, cut in front of everybody, lowered their friend down. And Jesus saw their faith to the point that he admired it. Can your faith get the attention of God? It's got to at least be that strong to grab a hold of the attention of God. That you'll believe even when it looks foolish, even when everybody else is saying no, even when everybody else is like you're crazy, and you're still believing. You refuse to take no or to accept no. You keep pressing. So this is not the first time Jesus had a crowd, a throng, if you will. There was a woman with the issue of blood, and she saw all of those people. She's like, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, that's getting down on her knees, crawling through the crowd, pressing through to find that one garment out of all of the people. She's down there in the she makes her way through and boom. She knew she was made whole. She started backing away. Jesus is like, who touched me? Lord, everybody's around you. Everybody's touching you. There's a whole lot of people around here, and you're asking me, no, somebody touched me because I felt virtue run out of me. pressed? How desperate are you for what you're believing for? You can't have that ordinary type of faith. You got to have great faith. There's no faith, little faith, and great faith in the kingdom. Come on, Brother Oliver. Great faith. Why can't you have great faith? It's yours. Jesus doesn't get weak faith. He was at, like, why don't you doubt? Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, great faith. I've not seen faith like this in all Israel. Speak the word only, Lord. Lord, heal, deliver my daughter from this devil. He ignores her, and she's like, she won't go away. Lord, send her away. She crieth after us. She's still right there. And it's only after the disciples say that to the Lord that the Lord gives her attention. Because he wants to prove something to his disciples. And so he conversates with her. It's not good to give the children's bread to dogs. Oh, so I'm a dog now. No. Faith. Oh, you want to go there? Okay. Even the dogs get the crumbs from their master's table. Oh, woman, great is your faith. Go on. Your daughter's healed and made whole. Hallelujah. How tough is your faith? How strong is your faith? Do you really believe? Because God will allow you to be pushed to the point of seeing if you truly believe. So, it's not just, it can be, you just lead them. I'm just using Pastor Lucia as an example. It can be, you lead them, and Jesus does his work. But sometimes it's not that easy. Brother Joseph, Minister Posada, Brother Deontay, stand in front of Pastor Lucia. I'm just using her as an example. Face the other way. Well, okay, you can face that way. That's fine. Okay. You can turn the other way because y'all, they're trying to get your healing and your miracle. And it's like, okay, they ain't giving up no room. They ain't giving up no room. I got to get my buddy in there because healing is beyond them. And they ain't been healed yet, so I'm sorry. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. I ain't waiting for them. I got to get you healed. Boom. Press. So what do you believe in God for? We'll wipe that off. Thank you, Brother Pete. Thank you, Brother Finn. Thank you, Brother Deontay. What are we waiting for? Everything to get right. We can pull in out of season miracles. Mary, Jesus' mother, got Jesus to do a miracle before Jesus was ready to do one. They have no more wine. Woman, what is that to me? My time has not yet come. You're Jesus. Whatever he tell you to do, do it. He pulled an out-of-season miracle right there. That's where he did his first miracle in Cana. She pulled on his faith. It ain't time yet? Make it time. Smith Wigglesworth had this saying, if God don't move, I move God. That's total devotion, total dedication. It may require a lot, but it's worth it, the rewards of it. Don't settle for shallow faith. Don't settle for lukewarm Christianity. Don't settle for the weak and the beggarly things when there's so much to our God, so much to him, so much to him. We're just barely scratching the surface of getting to the place that he wants us to be. And if we spend our lifetime doing it, let's spend our lifetime going, pressing, digging, drawing near, exercising the faith with every strength, every fiber of our being, never giving up, always believing God for something great, something special, something unusual, something supernatural, something that only he can do. It's keeping you alive. It's keeping you going. The worst thing you can do is retire and do nothing. Then you're just sitting around waiting on death. No, if you're going to leave one assignment, go to another assignment. Hallelujah. You're going to leave this place, then go to another place, a wealthy place. Get to something bigger. I'm not talking about the physical or the building, the church, the TFT, if you will, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna don't just do nothing with what has been invested in you. God has given to every man, according to Romans chapter 12, he has given to every man, male and female, every man, not a measure, according to King James, the measure. Well, what's the measure? The measure for miracles. The measure for breakthroughs. The measure for favor. You got it. Work it. Work it. Work it. You know how the world uses that term, work it, and you can probably imagine what they're talking about when they say work it, but no. Work this thing. You know how in the world they're talking about work hard and you'll get places. It's true. You work hard and you will get places. You work hard and it'll pay off well. Well, work your faith hard. Don't just let it lie dormant. Don't live life normally when you've been called to live it now supernaturally. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Faith. Faith, Brother Charles. This life, this walk, it's a walk of faith. You're already victorious. You're not trying to get victorious. You got the belt. You're the victor. Live in it. Walk in it. It's yours. There's all sorts of junk out there that can lure you away or sidetrack you or get you and, you know, incarcerate, cause you to be in bondage. Don't go for that junk. Your faith is too great for that. I got faith to be in bondage. I am Otis Cunningham. I'm going to go lock myself up in Mayberry RFD's prison with Andy and Barney. It's comical, but it makes a point. You were not given the measure of faith to be in bondage. You were given the measure of faith to conquer. You were given the measure of faith to rise. You were given the measure of faith to be blessed. You were given the measure of faith to be a blessing to others. You were given the measure of faith to live. That life that Jesus spoke of, the abundant life that he promised, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That abundant, so wherever you're at right now, there's an abundant life still ahead of you. No matter what you've accomplished or achieved at this place, there's still an abundance ahead of you. You cannot tap God out. I got everything God can give. No, you don't. He can give us so much more. We must believe. But in believing, we must act. Act on it daily. Well, I don't want to be told no. I don't want to be rejected. I was listening to this individual talking today. He was talking to another individual. He said, this individual that he was interviewing got fired. Now, I came up to Canada. I told him, you can't just say anything because you can get in trouble. The individual thought, oh, I can say anything. He says, no, you can't just say anything because if you say the wrong thing, you're going to get fired. He said the wrong thing, and he got fired. So he told him, come to America. You know, if you come to America, you can say anything you want to. They can't fire you because we have free speech. We're a free country, if you will. And then he says, I've been fired. Because the guy said, well, yeah, I know you've been fired before. He says, yeah, I've been fired a couple of times. But in the firing, it put him in a better place. Some of the worst things that can happen to us in life are some of the best things that could happen for us in life. Your worst rejection or setback can actually be the very thing that is necessary to propel you to something higher than what you could ever ask, think, or imagine for yourself. So believers don't give up. We get up, but we don't give up. Come on. We get up, we rise up, we go. And so some of the worst things that can happen to us will turn, oh, praise God, put a word on it. Here's a word. And we know all things work together for your good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Heard that before. I think we dealt with that on Sunday. Heard that before. Jesus said this. If you know these things, see who read their post. Oh, Minister Patton. You're probably the only one that read the post, huh? If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. In other words, Jesus, don't come telling me you know this stuff already. Because if you know it, you'll be happy because you're doing it. And if you're not happy, it's because you're not doing what you know. And that happy means blessed, supremely blessed. Highest level of being blessed. Happy are ye if you do them. Yeah, come on, Nikki, that's all right. Yeah, we got to get an amen out of Nikki. Teach him, Nikki. Mm-hmm. Only believe. Stand to your feet. Only believe. Brings me back to that place. Intercession Saturday night before we come in on Sunday. I'll share this, put it out there, not to talk about necessarily what we pray or agree for, but so you know, praying for excitement to fill the atmosphere when we come in on Sunday mornings, that everybody's just excited about the Lord and just ready to go as high as he'll take us in the realm of the Spirit. And just, you know, because when we release faith, God responds to it. Pastor Ross said it. The atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. Jesus couldn't do many miracles because of the belief of the people. They didn't believe. They looked at him in the natural rather than seeing who he was as God the Son manifest in the earth. But that high level of expectancy, don't be afraid to believe. Don't be afraid of disappointments. Don't be afraid of setbacks. Don't be afraid of rejections. Don't be afraid of failure. Faith is an act. Faith is a risk. Stepping out into what you don't see, trusting God that he's right there to keep you. Hallelujah. Glory. What's the desire of your heart? That God can answer it for you. Only thing he won't do is override the will of another person. Because then you're getting into control, manipulation. And God will always give you free choice. Pray for people. Believe with people. Share the truth with people. But in the end, they have to make up their own mind and heart and decision. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you for tonight. I thank you for your sons and daughters. I pray according to Isaiah. What is it, Isaiah 40? They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and shall not faint. Oh, I see strength. I see power. I see rising, rising out of the ash heap, rising out of despair, rising out of hopelessness, rising up in faith, running, soaring, walking in complete victory, overcoming anything and everything that life sends their way, triumphing, benefiting from everything, because everything just pushes you higher and higher in Christ. Master, bless your sons and daughters. Let none of them see life the same. May all see with perfect vision, clarity, understanding. May all run and not be weary. May all walk and not faint. May all soar on the winds and wings of the Spirit of the living God. May you be glorified in each and every one of our lives as we continue to glorify your name in this earth, Almighty God. I pray the power of your blessing, and I pray for faith to rise within the lives of your sons and daughters. Faith that at all time high. Faith that calleth those things that be not as though they are. Not afraid to call things into existence. Oh, let their faith rise in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you right now and give you praise. The Lord bless each and every one of you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. His name be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. No devil in hell move you. In Jesus' name, be blessed until we see you again. Amen.